This week we're introducing a new feature focused around recommendations from all of our many, many interesting guests. I'm a big fan of Pop Culture Happy Hour, which has What's Making You Happy This Week. So in honor of that, we decided to call our feature What's Making You Sappy This Week. So we're each week share some interesting recs from some of our guests, past, present, and maybe even future. So Dan Goldman is a graphic novelist and activist, best known for Priya Shakti, but his most recent work is Chasing Echoes. Clifford Johnson is a theoretical physicist at the University of Southern California and produced the graphic novels The Dialogues.
I watched an amazing film last night that I missed last year, The Two Popes on Netflix.
Oh,
it was
wonderful. Stunning,
yeah. Stunning film.
So great.
So that's very fresh in my mind. But if we wanted to talk about comics, I think I'm really into Ezra Clayton Daniels has a few books out. Upgrade Soul won like a million awards, but it's an amazing work. And then he did another book that came out last year with Ben Passmore called Bottom Feeders. And Ezra writes this sort of like real world with a twist kind of sci-fi that deals with, I mean, gentrification and, you know, race and class and, you know, sexuality. And but they're all very grounded and kind of funny and also kind of terrifying. So he's great. And then Stu Campbell's stuff. You can find him at Sutu, Sutu. I think it's Sutu Eats Flies, and his stuff is just crazy. I don't even understand how he does this work, but that's really that's something I just want to understand more than anything.
Clifford?
Well, let's see. So I think I mentioned that wonderful book of Sunny Liu, the Art of Charlie Chan Hok Shai from a few years ago, which I think is wonderful. I'm a huge fan of the Tamakis, the cousins, Jillian and Mariko. I love Jillian's artwork. I love their storytelling. One of my favorite things in the medium is This One Summer from several years ago now. But most recently, I've been excited that John Jennings and Damien Duffy have produced another adaptation of an Octavia Butler science fiction novel. This is The Parable of the Sower. Their work on Kindred a few years ago was wonderful. The storytelling, well, of course, Octavia Butler's storytelling, wonderful. How do you bring that to this medium is of course, challenging with all of the sort of amazing ideas that she has. And they do a good job, I would say. Visually, John Jennings' art is fascinating. He's another person where you look at how does he do what he does. It's wonderful. It's my own sort of baby steps in art are still very, very based on being too realistic and things like that. And I'm trying to learn how to be loose. By looking at various artists like that, and John Jennings is a great place for me to try and aspire to do that sort of thing. And let's see who else. I was thinking also, and then I do look over to the superhero comics area for inspiration, storytelling, and wonderful art. People like Joel Jones. Brian Stelfreeze, people like that. I look in and see what they're up to. Just even if I don't care about the story, just seeing the lines the way they do things. One of my favorite modern classic artists is David Mazzucchelli, and he's a great inspiration to me. And so I look in to see what these people are up to. Anyway, I could go on. Let me not.
Yeah, I was on a flight recently and read Ken Deitch's newest reincarnation stories. And I write about Deitch and comics and stuff and his display of things, interesting artifacts. But he is someone who digs deep into the past and yet makes it come alive in really fresh ways. So this one deals with a history of early sound Westerns, as well as some silent work, silent films, museum displays and natural history museums, toy museums,
and reincarnation as a kind of overarching theme in this weird mix of retro and sort of underground zap comic visuals that are kind of uniquely Kim Deesh's. But it kept me awake on the plane and really engaged and excited to see this new work come out by him.
I haven't even seen it. I love his stuff from like back in the 90s. Was it Wally's World?
Waldo.
Waldo's World. Right. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of this.
Well, movie. Waldo's in this one too, but it's, I think it's all new material for the first time. Kim's been repackaging these underground comics and the graphic novels for a while. And this one, I think, I may be wrong, is all new material.
Oh, great. I got to check that out.